This podcast is presented to you by Pastor Bill Shear and Gutch Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. For more information, please visit gutchchurch.com.
Hitman! Hey, let's give Jesus a hand. You guys want to? How about Jesus, huh? Hey, give somebody a high five and have a seat. Welcome to Gutch Church, to our annual Ultimate Hitman Awards ceremony. And I love this night just because it's a lot of my favorite people in the whole world that are here. Of course, I'm a cheer dad, so I'm loving the cheerleaders. How about some love for the cheerleaders? And of course the athletes, just watching these runs, how do you pick one from another? I mean, it's just tremendous athletes. And something else I just want to tell you, and I've in raising our kids and being in sports, I wanted to make sure that every day they thank their coach. And the coaches that are here, you guys that are coaches that are here, do you mind standing? I just want to recognize you and just thank you for everything that you do, the coaches that are here. Man, we're so appreciative of you guys. And I'll be real honest with you. I believe the world needs more coaches. I think that if Jesus were alive today and he were picking men to become the apostles of the Lamb, I believe he'd pick men like the men that are coaching these football players. You know, it's interesting because in all of us, there's a mechanism in us that we hate to lose. We don't like losing. We don't like, you know, I remember when I was a kid in the sixth grade, there was the sixth graders, and I grew up in Southern Illinois in this school district, the sixth graders got to compete in what they called a track and field day. There was like things, you know, standing long jump and triple jump and then they had some relays, and the biggest event was at the end, and it was the relay race. And what it was just simply, and it's interesting, we didn't run around a track, we ran across the field back and forth, but you carried a baton. And I remember that I anticipated this for years. I'd go to that event and have to watch these older kids, these sixth graders, compete in it. And finally, when I was a sixth grader and I was on this relay team, and it's the big event, all the parents are there, and we're getting ready. You know, we didn't warm up or loosen up then. Back then, it was a long time ago. They didn't know what we know now about sports science. So we weren't loosening up or warming up. We're just getting ready. And I'll tell you, there was just a fire burning in me. And I couldn't wait to run in that race, and I'd anticipated it for a couple years. And you know, I'm 11 years old, and the first kid started and came across running my direction, and man, this kid's running, and he hands the baton to the next kid who's running in front of me, and man, that kid runs across, and man, we're out in front. And it's just amazing. And he goes to the third leg, which is the person that's going to hand it to me, and he hands this baton to this kid. And this kid takes off, and it's just amazing. I'm there, and I'm wanting to come out of my shoes, and my heart's beating out of my chest, and I'm just standing there, and I'm watching this kid, and in my mind right now, it's in slow motion. Because he's running, and he's running so hard that he brings his knee up, and his thigh hits the baton out of his hand, and the baton's flipping through the air, and I'm like, ah, ah, and he's grabbing at the baton, and I'm like, ah, I'm 11 years old. I'd anticipated this moment for a couple years, and the baton drops on the ground, and he's on his hands and knees, chasing this baton, trying to pick it up as everyone else is running. And everybody hands their baton, and all the fourth-legged people, the people running the fourth leg, they're running back, and they're all celebrating. This kid comes, he runs, he hands me the baton, and man, I run in, and of course, I'm last. I lost by 30 or 40 yards, and And I remember at the end of the deal, they gave everybody a yellow ribbon. And it said participant. And I remember that, you know, that I got in the car, I got in the back seat of our station wagon, and my mom said, "Man, that's just too bad. I feel bad for that boy." And I'm like, "I hate him." And my dad said, "Son, man, things like that just happen." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's not making it any better." And my mom said, "But I saw everybody got a ribbon. At least everyone got a ribbon." I said, "Really?" "Yeah." Said, "Let me see your ribbon." I said, "I don't have it." My dad said, "Where's your ribbon, son?" I said, "I don't have it." My mom said, "Where's your ribbon?" I said, "Well, right back there where they handed it to me. They handed it to me, and I dropped it on the ground." And I got a 20-minute lecture on the way home about losing graciously and not being so competitive. But I remember when I saw that ribbon, and I looked at it as an 11-year-old kid, I looked at that ribbon, and it said participant, and I thought, I didn't come here to participate. And I just dropped the ribbon on the ground. It didn't mean anything to me. It was yellow. I wanted a yellow ribbon. I wanted that blue ribbon. But you know what? Man, I dealing with that, and I'm just telling you, that's in all of us. You know, I can look back and think I could have handled that better as an 11-year-old kid. There's things that happen in my life right now that I could handle better. But I'll tell you, I'm 55 now, and I hate losing. I'm not kidding you. I hate it when people I love don't win. I mean, there's something in us, there's a drive in all of us that we should never apologize for to win. And I'm not talking about winning at all costs, and I'm just talking about the best effort that we have in life. And let me just tell you what God's will is for your life. You know, you might be here tonight and you might think, you know, I don't really know the will of God in my life. Let me tell you what it is. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, the Bible says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph and through us manifests his fragrance on the earth." Now listen, "But thanks be to God." Everybody say, "But thanks be to God." Who always leads us in triumph. Now listen, he leads us in triumph. Why? Because we're his children. You know, Jesus at the Mount of Ascension, after he went through his life, he went through his death, he went to hell for 3 days, he rose from the dead, he walked on the earth for 40 days. At the end of those 40 days, he's at the Mount of Ascension, he's getting ready to be pulled up into heaven through the clouds, and he turned to him and he said, "Look, go to the upper room, pay attention. Go to the upper room and wait, just hang out there for a little bit, because God's gonna send you an advantage. God's going to send you a comforter. God's going to send you the breath of heaven." And you know what? He said, "It's to your advantage that you do this." And then he disappeared in the clouds, and they were amazed, and 120 of them went to the upper room. But, you know, they record that there were 500 people at the Mount of Ascension. Where'd those other 380 people go? Listen, I think that they were just there to participate. But there were 120 of them that were there that it's like, wait a second, there might be something to this. And I'm asking you in your life, how many times do you have to just sit on your hands and try to relax and try to just grit your teeth and make it through it? And when are you gonna rise up, especially you fellas in here? When are you gonna step up and decide, you know what? I'm gonna allow God to lead me in triumph. I'm gonna allow God to lead me in victory. And you know what? You'll say, "Well, wait a second, is that spiritually? Is that?" Yeah, absolutely it is. But let me just help you. It's materially. It's in your health. It's in your athletics. It's in your school. It's in you parents in here. It's in how you raise your children. Man, and this isn't just about winning. It's not about scoring more. It's not about making more money. It's not about having more catches. It's not about the W's. I'm talking about in your heart that you live your life triumphant. That you don't have to be backpedaling. You don't have to be on your heels. That you could be that guy that says, "You know what? There's a purpose about my life. I was born for this. I am built for this. I am wired for this." Man, you think about these coaches that, man, through the game, split-second decisions. And you know what? There's plenty of people that watch on television, even your high school games. And you know what? Second-guess those coaches' decisions. When those guys have watched thousands of hours of film and they've studied it and they've become experts. And you know what? People can sit back and criticize it. They can critique it and they can say stuff about it. And that should have a bearing on it? Absolutely not. I'm telling you, the Bible says, beware when all men speak well of you. The Bible says that you can either please man or please God. You can't please both. And you know, we look at this and some of you guys may think, you know, God doesn't care who wins that game. Well, really? My Bible calls God my father. I got three kids. I care that they win. I'm still gonna love, but let me just tell you, but what I care is that they have that winner in them. And what I want to ask you tonight, I want to ask you what's in you. What have you allowed in your life? What have you allowed in there? Is there a loser that's developing in the inside of you and you're just going to settle for whatever? You're just, you fellas, you got to pose, you got to act like you're all something all the time. You got to treat girls a certain way so the guys think you're cool. You girls, you gotta play the game with the guys. And you know what? And then you know what you do? You're putting this insulation around this gift that God put on the inside of you. Man, God put something great in you. He did. I'm telling you, every single one of you guys in here, there's something great in you. And you know what? There's a devil. He's an adversary. He's the enemy of our souls. And you know what he's going to try to do? He's going to try to deceive you and con you out of ever walking in even near the greatness that God put in you. Man, I'll tell you, you know, I think that any of you guys that aspire to ministry, man, it must be easy. Look, point at me and say, man, if he can do it, anybody can do it. But I'm just telling you, so much of this, and you've heard this expression that attitude is everything. And it is. Man, I look on this screen. Man, that kid that won the ultimate catch, not very big. There's something in him, though. There's something great in him. Where is he? Where's Austin? There's something great in him. But hang on. You know something? Man, you know what? He could walk out of here and you know what? Fall under the deception and the con that most adults have and never realize that greatness. Or he can decide to let triumph lead him. He can decide to let victory lead him. But thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge in every place. You know what the cause of Christ is in your life? Triumph. That's what the Bible says right there. And you know what? I say we get over ourselves. I just say we live God's purpose. Girls, I just say we live God's purpose, that no matter what's happened up to this point, you draw a line in the sand, you say, you know what? I'm gonna live for God. Fellas, I'm just gonna live for God. Man, I'm gonna do everything in my life to please God. People may not like it. They'll have to get over it because I'm gonna please God. I just wanna ask you a simple question just because this is my opportunity here tonight. There's one more award, but before we get to that award, I just want to ask you, I just want you to check your heart. Is there some stuff that has packed in, some insulation that's packed in, and you can't get to that thing that you know that God's put on the inside of you that makes you great? Because today I want to pray for you. And you'll say, well, what's that going to do? Maybe something. And maybe something incredible. And if you're here tonight and you'll say, you know something? There is issues in my life. My dad hadn't been all that. My home life isn't very good. Man, I'm running, I'm fearful all the time. Whatever it might be. I'm just saying tonight, the Bible says that God can turn things, listen, in the twinkling of an eye. If you're here tonight and there's been some stuff, just some things that just happen because, man, we're subject to gravity when we live on this earth. There's some things that are in your life that tonight you just want to believe God to get to that great thing that God put in you. I just want you to stand at your seat. I just want to pray for you. I just want you to stand right where you are right now if you want prayer. I'll tell you what's amazing. Kids standing up and other kids trying to pull their arms to pull them down. That's how it is. That's how this whole thing works. There are people that we have to interact with every day that are going to try to grab you by the arm and say, sit down. What are you doing standing? I just want to ask one more time. There's some of you guys that you know you should be standing. You know you want somebody to pray for you right now. Man, there's a giant hole in your heart that nothing that you've tried can fill. And you're not standing yet. I just want you to stand with these guys just for a minute. This is going to be over before you know it. And you don't want to miss this opportunity. Just stand. Give God a fighting chance in your life. Man, I remember in 1979, I just said, man, that's it. I'm going to give my life to Jesus. And you know what I did? And I'm just thanking God that nobody talked me into taking it back. Man, you guys that are standing, I want to pray for you. And then I want to pray with you, okay? I want to lead you in prayer. Man, I want to thank you for being here. It's an honor. And you know something? I'm going to throw this out there. Just like you guys as athletes, you don't get to play unless you go to practice. And you don't get better unless you go to practice. I'm telling you, you need to be in church. I love this church, but you know what? There may be a church that fits you better, or maybe a church that's closer to your home, or maybe a church. Man, you need to be in church. Not because you have to be. You need to be in church because it matters. Your life has to matter. Man, you can't just play the game. So many of us are raised by people that are just playing the church game, and you don't want to be a part of it. You don't have to be a part of it, but you have to be there. You hear me? You have to be there. It matters at your church. And you know what? There's pretty much one in every corner on Sunday mornings. And if you can, we'd sure love to have you here. God, I just thank you for every person that's standing right here and right now. God, I thank you that your hand's in their lives. And God, I thank you right now for a move of your spirit, God, upon their lives. God, I thank you for the work that you're doing. God, I pray a blessing upon these fellas. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that nothing can snatch them out of your hands. God, I thank you for the ministry call you've apportioned to them, God, that they walk worthy of that call that's on their lives. God, I thank you. Hey, son, put your hand on him and pray for him, will you? God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for what you're doing, for who you are, for what you're about. Man, if somebody's standing next to you, just put a light hand on their shoulder or on their back. God, I just thank you right now for what you're doing and who you are in their lives and what you're about, God. God, I thank you now that their latter days will be greater than their former. God, I thank you that that insulation gets seared away, gets burned off. God, I thank you for the greatness that's on the inside of them. God, that they realize it now. God, I ask you to show yourself real and alive to them in a whole new way in Jesus' name. Now, you guys that are standing, just repeat this prayer with me right now. You don't have to yell or scream, but don't mumble or be ashamed of what you're doing either. Just with a regular conversational tone of voice, say this with me now. Father God, I give you my life. I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life and whom I trust God, I turn my back on all the things that have pulled me away from you. God, I give you my life and everything that means, even the hard parts to give, God. I give them to you now. God, I'm trusting you. Show yourself real to me tonight. God, I thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life and in whom I trust. He is now my way and my truth and my life, and I get to you, God, because of Jesus. God, I ask you to reveal to me that great thing you put in me. And God, I ask you now to lead me in triumph. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, give the Lord a hand, will you? Come on, give the Lord a hand. Come on, I can't hardly hear you. I can barely hear you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Gutch Church podcast. For more information on our service times, please visit gutchchurch.com.